Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that made them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. Haters wanna give me the meme mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth. This we've been under rust. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic. This is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
Yo. Since I'm back up on my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
All right. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday, July the 16th. Monday, July the 16th of 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. Today, my sisters, we're going to jump right in. We've got another powerful show scheduled for you today. We want to talk about how to destroy all financial dispositions or demons. Because we know that the financial world is a manifestation of the spiritual world. Now, the financial world is simply an expression of, it's a symbol of a underlying substance. The financial money is a symbol. Money represents your mindset. So if I want to understand how you're thinking, I just got to look at how you're manifesting. This inability to understand something on that degree or that step is powerful because your ability to understand that your substance is made available is called fruit. The problem that I have is with most people, especially they would have this erroneous mindset that they will say, forget on fruit. So people go after the fruit without understanding that the fruit is the result of the substance. These words that you use, these definitions, I really pray for people who don't understand the importance of their mental disposition. Words. Your thoughts per minute establishes what the Bible calls praying without ceasing or walking in the Spirit. Now, the Bible says if you walk in the Spirit, you cannot. It is spiritually, universally impossible. Let me say that again. Spiritually impossible to be poor, what we call poor, or to exist in poverty. Poverty is the absence. Poverty is the lack. Poverty is the non-existence. So it is impossible to have the fruit of destitute. It is impossible to have the fruit of destitution that comes from an institution of negative thinking. It is impossible if your thoughts per minute, which is the my way of saying the biblical principle of praying without ceasing or walking in the Spirit. If you pray without ceasing, if you walk in the Spirit, you will not. It is according to the God of God. It is biblically, scientifically, esoterically, archaeologically, universally impossible to be oppressed, depressed, or possessed. If you are maintaining your thoughts per minute, if you are praying without ceasing, if you are walking in the Spirit, those three are the three-stranded cord that is not easily broken. I was doing a one-on-one today, and I was talking with a client who recorded herself, listened to herself, and was shocked at the way she sounded on tape. If you are a member of the Life Management System and you haven't done that already, I am concerned. I don't understand. Now, unless you just recently joined within the last 3 to 6 months, I've been begging everybody to please do YouTube videos. Not for other people, for yourself. When you do a YouTube video, you notice your mannerisms. You notice your diction. You notice your nonverbals. You notice how you twitch. You notice your rapid eye movement. You notice that disposition or that demon inside of you. Don't believe me? Record yourself on tape and watch it. I triple dare you to do it today. I know you're going to put it off. Well, no, not you, but somebody you know. Because that disposition will not allow you to see your rapid eye movement. That disposition will not allow you to address your addiction. That disposition will not allow you to see your anxiety that is measured in your breathing. I guarantee you, if you do this, I guarantee you, yeah, you will not have a money problem ever again in your life until you forget. And you got to remind yourself to record yourself on video or audio and watch yourself or analyze yourself. Look at your rapid eye movement or lack thereof. Look at it. Look at it. Look at your body language or lack thereof. Look at it. Look at it. Analyze it. Please. Please. Look at your breathing or your breath per minute. You will never have a financial problem ever in life if you do those three things today. Now, I know because you're going, your intellectual aptitude is going to override your heart's amplification of your gut's revelation. I know. I've been there, done that, got two T-shirts. I know. I understand. But come back to this. Remember this message. Remember that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, the grantor of destinies. Since you're not frequently repeating and having a elevated emotional response, money cannot come to you because it is violating universal principle. That's why rappers got money and most of us don't. Rappers, producers, and directors, they understand phantasmagoria, and they understand that Yahushua was a Christian magician. They understand the mystery schools of Egypt. They understand the electromagnetic pulse or the empathic path. A empath is a E, pathological or pathology. Since 99% of us good Cretans do not understand the electromagnetic path, we are devoid of its results. That's called a frequency that you call money. That disposition, that demon, does not and will not allow you to examine your rapid eye movement. It will not allow you to examine your body language. It will not allow you to examine your breathing. Those three things is why you do not have more money, more wealth, more health, more wisdom, and more toe-curling relationship. Record, I triple dare anybody that's listening to me today to record yourself, preferably on video, but if not video, audio, and listen to your rate of speech or your diction. That is why most preachers preach like this so they control your disposition. That's why they do that. Now, they don't know. They just do what they were taught. But there's a reason why it's taught. There's a reason why Cam Newton, there's a reason why my boy Westbrook, there's a reason why Lee Daniels, there's a reason why Tyler Perry, there's a reason why Ray Lewis, there's a reason why LeBron James, there's a reason why Steph Curry. There is no one on earth that is in the position that they were in unless they are knowingly or unknowingly benevolent to the narrative of the dominant culture. It is not possible for you to be in a position of influence in this day and age unless you are sympathetic to the narrative of gender bending or transgender. It's not about talent. It's about lifestyle. If you do not over, under, and understand that, your dogs will not hunt, voluntarily or involuntarily. You must see in order to be. This inability to see that the symbols that are being presented are being propped up by a substance that is not being presented. Really look at Cam Newton. Really look at Ray Lewis. Really look at LeBron James. Really look at any person that is being promoted by this harmonious arrangement. Because money is the result of your lifestyle, not your talent, at least on this DYE dimension. Without understanding the dark side of the giftedness, your gift will not make room for you and take you before kings because your gift has been diluted. So what I'm going to talk about starting on Wednesday, which everybody that's part of the life management system, again, I am going to be, especially after this weekend and seeing how the importance of vibrating on a high level is not an option anymore, and seeing why it's so important for me to disconnect myself from trying to assist the people or the vibration, because there is a unique vibrational identifier that is the cause of all suffering or consciousness. And this inability to attach to the self-interest that is established by regret, response, and respect, which is the three-step process of the life management system on the higher level. The inability to address or major in the minors, so to speak, which simply means the ability to connect on a high level. So that way you can produce immediate measurable results. So what does that mean in English? That just simply means that if I continue to address you as you, you can never be you. Because we are addressing the false you. So we have to start with step one. How do you maintain your thoughts per minute? How do you pray without ceasing? How do you walk in the Spirit? Those are the only three ways for you to be wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a totaling relationship. So your thoughts per minute are not high enough. That just simply means you're thinking. But the word thinking is a dangerous word because the word thinking is the word thinking. Don't believe me? Look at the word. A thin, thinking, T-H-I-N, thin, K-I-N-G, royalty, king, a thin king. So if you spend too much time thinking, you become a thin king. That means you suffer from poverty because you got all head knowledge and you got no heart. That's why they took out all the vowels. There is no vowels in the ancient text. It's all consonants. Sophia doesn't exist on this dimension. Yahushua brought Sophia, but Sophia was rejected. There was an unauthorized production by Samuel. Samuel did not take his consort, which is Sophia, which is wisdom, which is Proverbs, which is Ecclesiastes. That is why Hebrew is the absence of the biblical narrative, the true biblical narrative. Hebrew is a masculine language. So you got a masculine religion. That's why women should sit in the back and keep their mouth closed. You're not allowed to speak. That is a thin king. Thinking. It's all reason and logic. It's masculine. There is no feminine vibration. That destroys wealth. You must have love and compassion. So Yahushua brought love and compassion, and then he was rejected. They put him on a cross. He was crucified because he brought in something that didn't exist. So we must have, number one, regret. That means to repent. The word regret, what does that mean? That simply means that you acknowledge the fact that you've been operating in a masculine role only and not without the feminine principle. Now remember, regret means acknowledgement. It has nothing to do with attaching yourself with a low vibration. Regret means that I am acknowledging that I had a part to play in whatever, calamity that exists. Now, let me make sure you understand, because this is extremely important to maintaining your thoughts per minute, for you to pray without ceasing, for you to walk in the Spirit. That means that you put on the mind of Christ. That means you become one with God. That means when you vibrate with God, the big one, not the little one, what problems does God have? Please, please answer me. Please email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com if your God got a problem. Because if the God you serve has problems and obstacles, I need to introduce you to the big G. Because you got a counterfeit conversion. If you holding on and you got to come back next Sunday for your blessing, you got the wrong God. If you praying to God for something, you got the wrong God. If you believe in God for a miracle, you got the wrong God. If you are not maintaining a mental disposition based upon your current situation, you got the wrong God. That simply means you've been making the mistake that I've been doing, which is addressing the level or addressing the devil. Don't address the devil. Jesus always silenced the disposition. He never put energy into it. At most, the only question was, what's your name? Very seldom did he even do that. It was always a command that was given. Jesus walked into the thing. Lazarus was dead 3 days. They said he stunk. And he said, forth. He gave Lazarus a command based upon his knowledge of his thoughts per minute, his ruling disposition, which is Lazarus was not dead. He did not acknowledge the existence of the frequency or the level. See, I was making a mistake of addressing homeless men as homeless men. A homeless man is a man who has forgotten that he has a house. It's not that he don't have a house. He's choosing not to live in a house. See, when you see a poor person, you're making the mistake that I'm making. You are addressing the devil or the disposition. You're not addressing the royalty. You're not seeing. You're seeing their disposition, the demon. That is false evidence appearing real. So my job and your job is to make sure that we under over and understand that there is a way that seems right unto a man, but there's that it leads to death. That simply means that we have to regret the fact that we have not addressed or responded, which is number two, to the respect, which is number three. Now, what does that mean in English? That simply means that when you regret something, you acknowledge an oversight. That's it. You're like, oh, man, I regret to pay. I just forgot. So let me respond to what I have forgotten, which establishes the respect inside of myself. Nobody can disrespect you unless you disrespect yourself. Now, I was talking to a client this morning, and we was going over something that was acknowledged through the analyzation of themselves, not the analyzations of other people. So you don't analyze other people, you analyze yourself. So if you record yourself, your own voice, because, again, the frequency of your voice, the tone in your voice determines the speed of your choice. And if you listen to yourself, you will notice that you are laboring. That means that there is some sense of a lack of clarity or identification with purpose. That means that somewhere you brought into the lie that is being promoted by the dominant culture, so you must repent. You must, I regret, and you must regret if you are not being your true authentic self. That's the only thing that means. That means that you are acknowledging the fact that there is a part of the self that is not connected to the with acknowledging anything else. It has to do with acknowledging the fact that there has been a mismanagement or a misappropriation of your funds. Your funds is your frequency. You are an electromagnetic person. We call that spirit. So your ability to connect with that, it destroys the financial disposition. Poverty is a lack of a financial disposition. That's it. Poverty is the absence of an electromagnetic frequency, period. Let me say it again. Poverty is a current. Poverty is the absence of a current. Wealth is a current. So we're going to talk about nucleotide editing. On Wednesday, we start the new series that breaks down, again, how they are editing your nucleus that produces the new clay to prevent you from being a clergy of the Messianic kingdom, to operate in the melanated chi of the Zedek as the priest of Melchizedek. The dominant culture doesn't want you to be a priest after the order of Melchizedek. They want you to be a priest after the order of a Levi or after the order of Aaron, Old Testament. That has to do with the old way of manifesting. That has to do with the old gods. And the old gods, they all died out. So you have to operate under the order of the melanated chi of the Zedek. That's what Jesus did in Hebrews. He is after the prince or the king of Salaam, the king of peace. So Jesus brought peace into this dimension. Not the peace that the world gives, but the peace that comes from God. That's money. Money is peace. If your peace is disturbed, your money is disturbed. Money only follows peace. Money is repelled by confusion. Money is repelled by uncertainty. Money is repelled by a lack of consciousness. Money is repelled by a lack of completeness. Money is repelled by a lack of confidence. Money is repelled by a lack of clarity. Money is repelled by a lack of connectivity. Money is repelled by a lack of competence. Money is repelled. Money runs away. Money runs away. If you do not have the ability to connect, money is repelled from a lack of connectivity. Poverty is the absence of a connection. Poverty is the absence of competence. Poverty is the absence of consciousness. Poverty is the absence of clarity. Poverty is the absence of certainty. Those seven C's, if they do not exist, that means that you lack thoughts per minute. That means that you are not praying without ceasing. That means that you are not walking in the Spirit. That means that you have not regretted the fact that you have not, or that you are not conscious. That means that you have not responded to the regret. That means that you are disrespecting yourself. Since you are disrespecting yourself, that means by law, I must disrespect you too. Because you bring about what you think about. You get back, based upon the law of karma, what you send out. Everybody in your life is a mirror of your thoughts. People disrespect you because you're disrespecting yourself. As long as you dish yourself, I'm going to dish you too. And everybody else is, by law, I cannot respect you because you don't respect yourself. Not you, but, you know, people you know. And without connecting with yourself, the whole purpose of the life management system is to establish your connection. Not with no damn Reverend Dr. Bishop. Not with no freaking tree or no rock. Not with Buddha or Muhammad. A connection with the God self. A connection with God eternal within the body. Yahe Shin Vahe. Since you refuse to go within, you cannot have without. Not you, but again, people you know. Now let me make sure you understand the depth of the statement. Because without this, you will never walk in peace. And I can tell by your rapid eye movement. I can tell by your body language. And I can tell by your breathing pattern. And I can tell by your diction or your tone or the lack thereof. Because the tone in your voice determines the frequency of your choice. So when you talk, now you can post great shitness on Facebook. You can wax eloquently. But I can tell in your voice there is no connection. You got a counterfeit conversion. Not you, but people you know. Because when you talk to me, you don't talk to me. You're not authentic. You're not real. Now the devil has lied to you and me and everybody else. You are a strategic ambassador of the kingdom. You are a director of energy. You are an energy manager or an entity manager, but the entities are managing you instead of you managing them. Managing them. That means you don't got no empathy. That means that you're not an empath. That means that you got an imp, an IMP, instead of an EMP. You must exchange the imp, the little devil, with a EMP, an electromagnetic pulse, which is a frequently repeated, emotionally charged thought. That's why everything that rappers say comes true, because they frequently repeat it, and they are very emotional. As I talked about with the two white guys that's in hiding in Wyoming or wherever they're at, that started a company called Pen and Pixels down in Houston, Texas, in the 80s, in everything that they put on the cover of those albums and that was regurgitated by those rappers came true, as it's still doing today. How y'all think Kanye is in the place he's in right now? Because Kanye self-programmed himself for destruction by saying all of those. Listen to Kanye's stuff that he first said before he was winning Super Bowl and driving off with a Hyundai. Before he said that he was going to marry a white girl. Everything that Kanye is being right now, he said in his first album. Don't believe me? Go back and listen to Kanye's first stuff. Everything that you are being right now, you said. Just go back and look at your Facebook post 2 years ago. That's what you're living right now. Just look at it. So if you don't record yourself on video or audio, and if you don't listen to yourself to recognize your rapid eye movement, look at your eyes on video. Look at your movements. Look at your body language. Are your body language, look at my early videos on YouTube, and then look at my videos now. Look at my movement in my old videos or my old audio shows and my shows that I do now. And then listen to my voice for my old videos and listen to my voice now. Listen to my breathing. And notice how when you listen to yourself, it seems like you kind of like out of breath when you talk because, you know, you're trying to, you're laboring because your energy has been sucked out of you and you're tired because you're working a job with somebody that don't freaking respect you because you don't respect yourself. You're tired because you ain't got no freaking energy, not you, but people you know. Because that entity that's attached to you is sucking the life out of you. That entity attachment, because you're not connected to purpose. Where purpose is not known, you sign a contract for abuse. You sign the contract with that disposition. That little devil has a right. So when you pray, the little devil says, oh, told of God, you say it in your word. And you said you honor your word above your own name. Since they don't know your word, I got legal right to be here. You can't cast me out. Therefore, God doesn't engage on your behalf because your thoughts per minute, it is not high enough. Because faith, hope, and love, the greatest of these three is love. You ain't got no love. You got faith, you got hope, but you ain't got no love. You don't love what you do. You don't love who you are being right now. Look in the mirror. Do you love yourself? That's why the entity has legal right to be there. He ain't going nowhere. I don't give a damn how much you fast, pray, sing, slap oil on your forehead. That shit ain't going to do no good. Unless you look yourself in the mirror and love yourself. You don't care about what nobody else think about you. What do you think? What do you think about you? You think you got a problem? That's where the problem exists. I don't have problems. I have learning opportunities to evolve into a better version of myself. Period. Got no freaking problems. I don't do problems. If God ain't got problems, and I'm an offspring of God, so if God ain't got no problems, I ain't got no damn problems. I regret, I repent from the freaking thoughts that I've been having. It's a freaking insult. It's stench in God's nostrils. You're a child of the king and you walk around like a freaking peasant? You're disrespecting God and you're disrespecting yourself because you're not responding to the ability that God has placed inside of you and you're carrying yourself like a freaking chicken and you're a damn eagle. Not you, but people you know. So I'm disassociating myself with peasants, and I'm only hanging out with priests. And I hope and pray that you see what I see, because I'm only seeing what God sees. God don't make junk. So why you walk around thinking that you're junk? Now, I'm not saying you're not going to have the thought. It's going to come, boo-boo. Oh, yeah, it's coming. But let me make sure that you understand that you have been given everything that you need for life and godliness. See, your abilities is going to shock you. If you ever read the 12 words that activate the 12 cranial nerves in your body that is connected to the 7 chakra systems that allows you to spin, that is based upon spintronics and based upon biblical alphanumerics, you are an empath. You are a highly sensitive person. You are a spiritual detective. As such, you can read the energy of the room. You can read the energy of any person. You don't need no damn computer. You don't need no freaking technique. You don't need no mantra. You don't need no tool. You don't need none of that Luciferian watered-down versions of whatever you got. You don't need technology. You are the technology. You have been played. You are a musical instrument. That's why everything in your body is called a freaking organ. And your organs are being played by the maestro, but you got the wrong maestro. You're using the wrong electromagnetic pulse. That puts you on the wrong path. That cuts your life in half. Without the connection to the true authentic, again, without a connectivity to your true competency, it produces a lack of clarity that doesn't allow you to have consciousness. So that where there is no certainty, which makes you devoid of your completeness, those 7 C's is what poverty is. Poverty is the lack of the ability to connect with people, places, and things. But it starts with your inability to connect with the self because something's wrong with you. Somebody told you something was wrong with you. Like they told me, and all my life I've been trying to fix me. And God was like, this fool don't know that. I don't make junk. Nothing wrong with you. But I brought into the lie that was sold to me by the dominant culture and this harmonious arrangement that says that if you're black, it must be whack. That's what they told me. I don't know. What did they tell you? I don't know. Now, they're not telling you with words. They're telling you with narrative. The dominant culture controls the narrative. So right now they're selling transgender and they're selling gender bending and they're selling, how did Tyler Perry become who Tyler Perry is? He's a black man that dresses up like a white woman. A white woman, a black woman. My dear. Why is Lee Daniels on Fox? F-O-X, look at the word on Gematria. F means six, O is six, X means six. Everything on Fox, they even got a show called Lucifer. Everything on the Fox network is promoting what? Lucifer. Don't believe me? Look it up. Why Cam Newton? Why is Ray Lewis? Why is Tiger Woods? Why is every rapper that is on the planet? You got to look twice to see if they're male or female. There is no gender. If there's no gender, there's no agenda. The devil is destroying the agenda by setting the agenda. Because the word gender is the word agenda is gender. He wants you to be gender neutral. That means you have no agenda. You're not here for the Father. You just, if it feels good. Not you, but you know, people you know. So since you don't have an agenda, that means you ain't got no freaking purpose. You ain't got no purpose according to scripture where purpose is unknown, abuse is inevitable. And why and how does chaos pursue? Gender neutral. So you're questioning your gender. You don't know whether you're male or female. Or you're going to go and you're going to be transgender. That is the author of confusion. If you're suffering with confusion, it's because you're suffering with your gender identification, which is simply just mean that you have no agenda. You think God sent you down here with no purpose? Well, purpose is not known, abusive, and ever. The Bible says where there is no vision, people cast off restraint. That demon has legal right to stay in your life. There's nothing I can say. There's nothing no Reverend Dr. Bishop can say because you signed a contract with that devil. That's why you live that life. And he ain't going nowhere until you cancel that contract. It's not verbal. You've said probably when you was younger. Excuse me. That's when I said it. When I was young, dumb, and stupid. And that established my rapid eye movement. That then established my body language. That then established my breathing or lack thereof, because the life of the flesh is in the breath. The life of the body is in the blood. That's why the world focuses on blood. God focuses on breath. If you can't do this, you don't exist. In the book of Leviticus, it says that the life of the flesh is in the blood. But in the book of Genesis, he says he blew the breath of life into him, and he became a living soul. No breathing, no soul. I can tell if you got demons by the way you breathe. Because they choke the life. You're suffering from oxygen debt. Not you, but you know, people you know. There is no oxygen that is getting down into your cells, so the nucleus cannot produce no nuclei. I'm going to break down the science behind what I said and what I say starting on Wednesday. For the members, again, the cost is $25. If you're a new member to the Life Management System, it's free for you, boo-boo. You ain't got to pay nothing because you need this gnosis yesterday. If you just joined within the last month or so. For all the old members, again, this is a regurgitation of an old message. But you, for some reason or other, I got to say it in a different way, because you still, your thoughts per minute are not high enough. You're not praying without ceasing. You're still waiting for on Sundays. You're not walking in the spirit. You're still walking in the flesh. How do I know? Because when you talk, it's hard to, you know, finish. Because, you know, your breath is like the enemy stole your breath. But how did he steal it? The devil has no authority over you. When I walk through the valley of shadow and death, I fear no evil. Unless you invite him in. So how did you invite him in? How did you invite poverty into your life? How did you invite sickness into your life? How did you sign a contract with the devil to be ignorant, to ignore facts? That's all. Ignorance is the word ignore. Look at the word ignorance. It has the word ignore in it. So you, I'm telling you something, but you're not going to hear it. You're going to ignore what I'm saying. Go to church on Sunday. You're going to see a house full of people who are ignoring facts. That's why poverty exists. Because in the spirit realm, it doesn't. So how can it exist in the material realm if it doesn't exist in the spiritual realm? Because, as we all know, there is something called mass consciousness, or the collective consciousness. Mass is M-S. So consciousness, or mass con science. Everything on earth is backwards. Turn it around. Con, which means a swindle, science. I'm going to present to you science that ain't science. It's swindled science. It's called consciousness. And it's mass consciousness. The M stands for material realm. As stands for you. Now, let me make sure you understand. Each one of us are expressing or manifesting ourselves. We are slowed down light. That's what blood is. Blood is congealed light. When you dumb down light, dumbed down God is what we call reality, physical reality. If you speed it up, you transfigure it. That just simply means it becomes a motion picture. Motion pictures are still frames that are sped up. When you're riding a bike, when you stop, you can see the spokes. When you speed it up, the spokes disappear. But put your hand in there. They there, but you can't see them because of their vibratory rate. Them dispositions that walk around that you can't see, it's because of their vibratory rate. You're just vibing on a low frequency. When you elevate your frequency, you disappear too. But you still chill, but they can't see you. So there's demons and devils and doctors, you know, reverends and bishops, they're walking around right now, but you can't see them, but they can see you, boo-boo. And you sign a contract with them, unknowingly. Now you need to cancel that contract. You signed a contract that voided your agenda, and it gave you agenda. Now you are gender neutral, or you are transgender. That doesn't allow you to establish God's agenda. You gave up your birthright for a bowl of soup, just like Esau and Jacob. We all did it. That's how we got killed. This is a prison planet for gender neutral spiritual beings. Choose ye this day whom ye will serve. It's better to be hot or cold, because if you are lukewarm, I'm going to spit you down here on earth. The earth is a planet for lukewarm spiritual beings. So you can vibrate higher or you can vibrate lower. You go to hell or you go to heaven. It's up to you, boo-boo. Now, I know that Reverend Dr. Bishop is going to tell you some other sentences that he read out of a book. But let me make sure you understand the science, because you can look it up. God don't make mistakes. We've been lied to. I regret that I believed the lie. I'm going to respond, return to the pond, respond. Look at the word. It means, R-E means to return. Spond means, again, seed or pond, P-O-N-D, which means water, which means hydrogen. Excuse me, which means H2O or water. which means mystery, which means mist, M-I-S-T, water story. That means Jesus. That's why Jesus is always associated with Pisces or the fish. Because fish comes from water. Water means hydor in the Greek. That means God. It means hydrogen. What is the number one element on the periodic table? What is the most abundant element in the uni? One verse, hydrogen. What is the chemical expression of the biblical narrative? Hydrogen. That's why you got to be baptized. In what? Water. Well, what does water represent? God. The human body is made up of how much water? 70 to 80%. You can live without food, but you can't live without what? Water. Flesh and blood will not enter into the kingdom of God, but you must be born of the water and the spirit. Spirit represents breath. You need breath and water, not blood and flesh. How do you destroy the financial disposition, the financial demons that exist? Return back to source. Return back to breath and water, not flesh and blood. So how do you do that, Brother Will? Frequently repeated, emotionally recharged. That's it. It's so simple that a third grader can do it. But unfortunately, the simplicity of the gospel. It is so simple that we're like, no, Brother Will, I got to go. I need something complex, brother. I need a 14-step program. That's why I developed my life management system, because we're used to complexity. We're not used to the simplicity of the gospel. If I just tell it to you, you're going to be like, okay, what else is it, brother? So all I got to do is control my breathing. Yep, that's it. Money will tackle you down and beg. Money will jump into your pocket if you just learn how to breathe. If you just do this. That sounds really easy, right? I regret to tell you that your refusal to respond is denying you the respect. So without those three R's, regret, respond, respect. Poverty must exist in your life. Disease must hang out with you because your body is not getting enough oxygen. Disease is the result of lack of oxygen. That's why Michael Jackson and all the stars, they sleep in oxygen tanks. Unknowingly, they still don't understand that it's not physical, it's spiritual. They got symbols and no substance. I'm here to teach you the substance that gives you the symbols. The symbol of spirituality is wealth. The symbol is health. The symbol is wisdom. The symbol is a good relationship. How do you get those four things? Thoughts per minute. How do you maintain your thoughts per minute? Pray without ceasing. How do you pray without ceasing? Walk in the spirit. How do you walk in the spirit? Maintain your ruling disposition. How do you maintain your ruling disposition? Think on these things. How do you think on these things? Baptize, immerse yourself in those things. How do you immerse yourself in those things? Faith, hope, and love. How do you establish faith, hope, and love? Toe-curling experience. How do you establish a toe-curling experience? Do what you love. How do you do what you love? Connect with your source. How do you connect with the source? Get clarity. How do you get clarity? Find your dear Kinnear. How do you find your dear Kinnear? I already gave it to you. If not, I'm preparing it as we speak. Do you need your dear Kinnear? Absolutely not. What do I do today? Do what it says in the Gospel of Thomas. When you find the truth, you're going to be shocked. If you're listening to anything or anyone that doesn't shock you, that is a lie from the pit of hell. The truth will mess up your theology. That your theology is not messed up. The reason that you're not ready to go jump off a bridge is because you have not experienced the true God. When you find the truth, your theology is going to be messed up because you're going to realize you're going to regret the fact that I regret that I wasted 50 years of my freaking life. Why do I have so much energy? Why do I get up and say, why do I drive from freaking Idaho all the way to Lubbock, Texas, nonstop, let my wife drive the rest of the way? Because I regret wasting time. Number one, if you don't regret the fact that you've been ignoring the truth, you don't have the truth. If you're not angry right now, if you don't have righteous indignation, what you got is a lie. But, you know, don't tell nobody I told you. When you experience the truth, you are going to be very disturbed. The Gospel of Thomas says that after you are disturbed, if you got the truth, you're going to sit back and you're going to do what I do every day. Damn. You're going to marvel. You're just going to be blown away. This is how you destroy every demon on the planet. The devil will never touch you again, ever. This is how you become Neo in the Matrix. This is how, when the agents see you, they run. You must repent. You must have regret in your life because you've ignored facts. And the reason, because like me and like everybody, you was born into a system that didn't teach you the facts. It's not your fault, boo-boo. But unless you acknowledge, like it says in the Gospel of Thomas, unless you regret, you cannot respond. Why in the world would you take any action if you've already arrived? Why? Why would you change anything if you already got the truth? Why would you study to show yourself approved unto God? Why? Why would you do Hebrews 6:1? Why would you go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of dead works? Why would you go on past Jesus Christ and Him crucified if Jesus Christ and Him crucified is the destination? Why? Why in the hell would you read? Why aren't you sipping pina coladas on the beach? Why aren't you watching Basketball Wives and loving hip-hop all day? Why aren't you just sitting back, kicking back because you already arrived, boo-boo? Why haven't you transfigured out of here? Why don't you got $100 kakillion in the... Why aren't you a Rothschild? Why aren't you a part of the Red Shield right now? Newsflash. Like me, you're isolating in ignorance because you haven't brought into the dominant culture's promotion of the gender neutral. You still got an agenda. Now, granted, it may be your own agenda. Maybe it's God's agenda, but the gender, until you become gender neutral, until you become transgender, until you agree with the narrative that has been promoted by the Nephilim, until you do that, you're not eligible for wealth, health, wisdom, and a co-culling relationship on this die, D-Y-E, mention. You must be a part of the dominant culture's narrative in order for them to pay you. Unless you replace a lower level law with a higher level law, which is what Jesus did. Jesus said, okay, you said if a man sleeps with another woman, he's committed adultery. Okay. However, I say if a man becomes a thinking, thinking is the word thinking. Look at the word, T-H-I-N. That means thin. That means the average thin of chimp. What does that mean? Thin royalty. You have no clarity. Not you, but people you know. The only way poverty can hang out with you is you don't know you. If you know you, you will have righteous indignation. You'll do exactly what I'm doing right now. There's going to be diction. Your rapid eye movement will cease. Your body language, all of that stuff, film yourself and watch yourself on film. You're going to be either really slow and laborsome, you look like you're high, and you're going to seem out of breath, or you're going to talk really fast, and you're going to be saying a lot of stuff, and you're going to be moving around a lot of stuff, and you don't know nobody's going to be able to follow you. Because those are two extremes. That is proof positive of the gender-neutral disposition. Because they gave you a symbol. If you accept the symbol, you've unknowingly signed a contract to receive the substance. So when you go to Egypt and look at the hieroglyphics, you voluntarily accepted that disposition called the Houthi, the green ones, the lizard people. So go to Egypt. Everybody go to Egypt. They say they come back changed. They just don't know how. And they don't know what they've been changed into. Now, it will manifest later. Your thoughts per minute, praying without ceasing, walking in the Spirit, overrides the program. Anything that is frequently repeated with an EM, an emotional charge, writes a program. That's why we have rap music. Turn the word rap around. R-A-P-P-A-R. Par. Now, I don't want to get into Jordan Maxwell stuff or steal his thunder. But what we can do with pair, a para, a para, a paric, or pair, P-A-I-R, or parent, which is the P-A-R, rent. You are the pair that rents. The reason why rap music is so dangerous, all music for that matter, but, you know, rap music is being promoted now. Music is a frequency. It is a wave of vibration that is frequently repeated. Anybody get emotional when you listen to your song? Or am I the only one? See, I found this out when I was a young minister. I would go to church, and if they didn't play my song in church, then I couldn't get into the spirit. But once my song came on, ooh, I could turn over every chair in the damn church. Why? It is the psychological assessment of my resources. Pair. R-A-P. Rearranging your psychology to manipulate your resources. Don't tell nobody I told you. Now let me make sure you understand, because I don't know if you really, really, really understand what I just said. Because the reason poverty exists is because of rap, which is reverse engineered pairing. A parroting, a parrot, a parrot regurgitates. He does not have original thought. A parrot just regurgitates. He is a reporter. He is a repeater. All reporters are repeaters. Don't believe me? Watch the news, and you will find that every news channel is saying the same freaking thing. It's repetition that makes you a good reptilian. Repetition creates reptilians. You're not operating from your intuition. You're operating from the parrot or from the parent. You're regurgitating what your freaking parents told you. You have no original thought. Not you, but, you know, people you know. But until you ever, if you ever come up with an original thought that comes from your gut, that emanates up to your heart, that is amplified into your brain, you become a dangerous person. The devil knows that he will never allow you to have an original thought. Now, I know you think your thoughts are your own, but they come from thoughts, a thought is a Thoth, T-H-O-T-H. Who is Thoth? He is the father of the Dahuti. He's Samael. He's the blind god of this world. He established the freaking narrative on this damn planet. Truth came down here, and it was kicked out. The Bible says light came in the darkness, and darkness perceived it not. Now, let me make sure you understand, because the father left the way for you to get out of darkness. I just decided to follow my elder brother. Now, if you follow your elder brother, Yahushua, he says he's the firstborn of many brethren. That's what he said, not me. Now, Jesus says the only way off this rock is to follow him. So that's what I did. And that's why when I exit this, I'm going to D-I-E. I'm not going to D-Y-E. I'm not just going to just come back in another color. I'm going to exit to another dimension. Now, it is my prayer that you, number one, regret the fact, repent from the fact that you've ignored the truth. Now, it's standing here slapping you in the face, but you are going to say, well, Brother Will, you said the and not the. So since you said the and you didn't say the, I can't listen to you, brother. You full of demons, and I don't, you know, I just think I'm going to pray for you, man, because I just think, you know, you got a good heart, brother, but you bump your head when you're a kid. I know. I've been there, done that too. It took me 50 years. It might take you a little time, but, boo, it's okay. I'm going to love you through it. God is not a respecter of person. If God did it for me, if he can reach me, he damn sure can reach you. You must do what it says in the Gospel of Thomas. Why the Gospel of Thomas is not inside the canonized version? Because the Gospel of Thomas tells you specifically, when you find the truth, you are going to be angry, very angry, because you're not going to believe it. Because you're going to say to yourself the same way that I said, there is no way that this system could be this organized. That's why it's called the word where I got my book Cosmogrator from. It came from the definition of the word inside the Helios Biblios, world, which means cosmos, K-O-S-M-O-S. It means harmonious arrangement. When you look at it, you're going to do exactly in the Matrix. You're going to marvel at its greatness. You're going to marvel. You're going to say there's no way out. You're going to be like me. You're going to be overwhelmed. You're going to be emotional. You're going to fall on your face. You're going to be curled up in a fetal position. I remember I was in New Mexico when I found it. And, man, I remember I was at a men's prayer group at a house church. I'll never forget. I cried for like 3 hours. Everybody, the prayer service was supposed to be like for 30 minutes to an hour. 3 hours later, people had left and came back, left and came back, and they was concerned for my mental health. I just cried. I just cried, and I just cried. I cried because I could not wrap my brain when I saw the harmonious arrangement, when I saw the effectiveness of this system. I said, there's no way out. That's how you feel. If you don't feel that right now, you don't have the truth. If you don't go outside and if you don't see what Donald Trump is doing, if you don't watch Fox, if you don't watch the news, if you don't see the genetically modified organism, if you don't see that there is no water on Earth, if you don't see that they give children vaccination shots when they're babies to destroy their DNA, if you don't see this harmonious, if you don't see that, I don't care what you do, they got you, boo-boo. You got to breathe. They got chemtrails in the air. Okay, you're not going to breathe. You're going to hold your breath the whole time you're here. Okay, you got to drink some water. They got fluoride in the water that feminizes you and sterilizes you and makes you docile. Okay, you're not going to drink no water. You got to eat food. Or, okay, they got genetically modified. Food ain't even freaking real. First time I saw a real banana, I was like, what the hell is that? You know, banana got seeds in them? Most people have never seen a real banana. It's crazy. We got seedless grapes, and everybody thinks that grapes are supposed to be seedless. Really? How do you get a fruit with no seeds? But everybody I know, we eat seedless shit just like it's normal. That shitness ain't normal. Everything's, the Bible says, everything that has seed is good for meat. Everything, all the fruits and vegetables I eat has no seeds. Go to the grocery store and see what I'm saying. Now, according to the Bible, if you eat something that ain't got no seed, you just kiss the baby. Everybody I know, they kissing the baby and they don't know it. So if you don't marvel at that, we're just talking about one thing. That's just nutrition. That's the least of the most important things. If you don't, did you listen to the music, the mumble rap? What the f- is that? So you can make money by getting on the mic saying, I'm going to be blah, 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 blah. My son's a rapper. The song that you hear on the beginning of the show and end of the show, and my son BJ, Kelly, at least you can hear and understand what he's freaking saying. He's not a mumble rapper, but he's even struggling with it because he's trying to fit. He's trying to find a way. Now, nobody want to hear no positive rap, so he got to drop F-bombs and talk about pool nanny and drinking. Why? That sells. That's what the dominant culture want to hear. Kill, kill, kill. If you don't do that, you're not going to get promoted. That's why he's struggling. He can't go to Hollywood and sign a contract unless he's going to be a gangster rapper and talk about shit that he ain't done. If my son started doing that today, you would see his ass on Star Search tomorrow. Because the dominant culture says we are only going to accept you if you do blank. Now, if that doesn't make your brain hurt, check your pulse. Number one, according to Gospel Thomas, when you find the truth, you are going to be blown away. Then, after you become very, very angry, blah, 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 then it says you're going to marvel. Marvel simply means you're going to sit back and think of, okay, let me relax. There's always a ram in the bush. God always has a way of escape. He said, I'm going to put a lot of sickness on you, but I will always make a way of escape. So, okay, where's the way of escape? Okay, I know that there, okay, yeah, I've had 58 jobs already, and I hated all 58. There got to be something else I can do, Father. Oh, I can develop a life management system, and I can do what I love and get paid. So he made a way of escape for me. So if he made a way of escape for me, guess what, boo-boo? He's not a respecter of persons. He can make a way of escape for you. I'm here to help you find your way of escape. I'm here to help you find your ram in the bush. But the first of all, you got to understand that there is one. You have to regret, repent from the fact that you've ignored the way out that the Father provided for you. If you do that, if you say, Father, the ABCs, if you acknowledge or accept, if you believe and you confess, we was all taught that in Christianity 101. If you do that, brothers, if you regret that you've, if you ignored your way of escape, if you respond, that means if you return to the pond, you return back to the group. Now, you excommunicated yourself when you signed a contract when you're a little whippersnapper with Lucien Farr, and you turn your back on God and you said, I want to pursue life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, meaning I'm going to follow my dream. You went to school, you went to elementary, E-L, God, meant mentals. You went to the God of mentality, not the God of reality. And you went and you hung out him because we all went to elementary school and we became grammar casters. We went to the school. Now, Harry Potter says it, we became mudbloods. Watch Harry Potter. All they talk about is mudblood. What is mudblood? That's you, boo-boo. So once you became a slowed-down blood being, you were light. Congealed light is blood. If you slow light down, it becomes blood. If you please speed light up, it becomes spirit. Now, you're going to marvel. First of all, you're going to be astonished. Then you're going to marvel. Then the last thing that it says in the Gospel of Thomas, you're going to reign. That means respect. You have to regret. That's stage one. If you haven't, if you listen to somebody and you don't regret hearing what they said, what I'm saying should be pissing you off. If it's not, go back to listening from the beginning. You're going to get a little upset, and you're probably going to disconnect and say, Brother Will be saying, like a lot of people say, oh, man, this brother, man, he hard to listen to. Because he say shit that piss me off. That's good. Number two, you're going to respond. You're going to say, you know what? Brother's a little touched, but he's saying some deep shit. I'm going to return to the pond. I'm going to respond, and I'm going to start respecting myself by stop ignoring the truth, and I'm going to connect with God. You ain't got to connect with me, brother. You ain't got to connect with me, sister. Just connect with Source. Connect with the big G, how, clarity, of your purpose, not mine. That's why I gave you the Dear Kinnear Report. It got those 12 words and numbers that represent, man, don't start worshiping no numbers. You just traded one devil for another one. Don't talk to me about no damn numerology. I ain't interested. Talk to me about the substance that's after the number. So you're number one. Don't talk to me about the number one. Talk to me about the number one means independent leader. Talk to me about your independent leadership ability that God gave you at birth or before birth. If you're a two, you're a peacemaker. Talk to me about how you're making peace on the earth. If you're a three, you're a creative creator. Talk to me about how you are creatively creating. If you're a four, you are a worker bee. Talk to me about how you are establishing foundational work ethic around the world. Yeah, talk to me about that. If you're a five, you are a fun-loving freedom adventurer. Talk to me how you're establishing fun and freedom. If you're six, you are a compassionate caregiver. Talk to me about how you are compassionately caring about yourself and others. If you're seven, you are an intellectual spiritual guru. Talk to me about your intellectual capacity to change the world with your intellect. If you're an eight, you are a master of pattern. You are a pattern recognition. Talk to me how the fact that you see patterns everywhere. Hey, man, I see the number 1-1 everywhere. I see this, that, and that. Those patterns of power. Talk to me. If you're an eight, you are a magnet. You are at the infinity symbol standing up. Infinity symbol. That means you got an infinity substance. If you're an eight, you should be ruling the freaking planet. Talk to me how you're going to take over the world if you're an eight. If you're a nine, you're an upside-down six, or you're a standing up six. If you're a nine, you are a royal priest. Nine represents the number of completion, spiritual completion. If you are a nine, you are a spiritual humanitarian. Talk to me, if you are a nine, about how you're going to change humanity with your spirituality. Don't talk to me about numbers, man. Talk to me about substance. How do you destroy financial demons? With substance. that comes from the source. How do you do that? Number one, maintain your thoughts per minute. How, Brother Will? Pray without ceasing. How? Walk in the Spirit. How? Regret the fact that you have not been doing it. You say, Father, I repent, man. That means to return, turn around. That means turn around and do what? I'm going to respond to the ability that you've placed inside of me. I'm going to take responsibility. I'm going to respond. How am I going to respond? I'm going to respect myself. I'm going to love myself. This ain't got shit to do with nobody else. This is you, boo-boo. You. You and God. I'm just here to tell you to return to God, not me. I can't do nothing for you, man. I can't save you. Shit, I can't save myself. It's God's grace at Christ's expense. It's grace and mercy, brothers. It's grace and mercy, sister. Ain't got nothing to do with no planetary alignment or retrograde and none of this other stuff. It has to do with God's grace at Christ's expense, G-R-A-C-E. If you do not regret the fact that you have not responded to God's grace, you are not going to respect yourself. Therefore, you cannot respect me. And if you try to disrespect me, we're going to have some issues. I'm just going to put that out there. So, brothers and sisters, the three steps of the life management system is destroying every financial, every health, every wisdom, every relationship problem on the planet and off the planet. Regret that you have not been doing it already because you are designed to do it. There is no pact between lions and men. You're not a man. You are a God. According to Psalms 82, verse 6. I ain't saying you're God. God said you are. God said you made in his image and likeness. You're a little g, according to Psalms 82, 6. Do you not know that ye are God? But you will die like men because you signed a contract to be gender neutral. That means you left your spiritual agenda. That means your spiritual assignment. You decided to, you know what, God, I got a purpose, but I ain't going to do my purpose. I'm sent down here to uplift the spirits of humanity, but I don't want to do that. I want to be a womanizer and wear fancy suits, get my, you know, work on my locks, you know, put on my gaiters, and you know what? I want to be God's gift to the women. You know, women, they need me. I want to focus on, you know, my penis instead of my purpose. I'm interested in poo nanny, God. I'm not interested in purpose. So that is my agenda. That means that you are transgender because you refuse to accept God's agenda. Let's be clear. Clarity of purpose, that establishes your connectivity. That establishes your confidence. That establishes your competency. Establishes your certainty. That establishes your consciousness, which leads to your completeness. Is it no freaking game? God has a system. He honors his word above his own name. You can talk about his name if you want to. I'm interested in one thing: connecting with his source. The ability to connect. That's what the purpose of the life management system is. Giving you the ability to see your purpose, not mine. How do you do that? It is my prayer that everybody listening to the sound of my voice today, that after the completion of today's message, you record yourself on video. Just go outside and read a book, talk about anything that you want to talk about. You ain't got to post it nowhere. Just watch it yourself. Watch your movements. Watch your hands. Watch how you fidget. Watch and listen to your voice. Watch your eye movement. Really focus on your diction or your tone or your rate of speech, your words per minute, and tune into your breath, your breathing. Are you laboring to talk? Are you talking really fast? Or are you talking really slow? You're overthinking because you don't want to say something. You're trying too hard to please other folk. The proof is in the pudding. The only way to destroy all financial dispositions and demons is to be yourself. Because because you cannot be yourself. The first book I wrote, Dare to Be You. Be original or die your copy. This your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Maestro 33. May God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. And he said what they tell us. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set of part one, the Holy Spirit, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, 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 ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
I'm gon' do this even after death. I'm gon' do this even after death. You can't match my death. I'm gon' do this even after death. I'm gon' do this even after death. You can't match my death. All you haters get up out my way, cause I'm about to wake. All you haters up, hop on in, let's just ride the wave. You should really listen to this song, cause it's about you slaves. If you want your freedom, stop acting naive. Man, I'm talking naive. Ain't like a dry heat. Cause everything you need is hell right in. Man, I'm never right thing when I hit this machine. Swear I got it from my dad, how I got the gift of gab. Articulate, matriculate through 50 states. I'm just here to twist your fate, set it straight. I'm so great, gotta set a date. Call me meditate. I'm so metaphysical, I'm the God, call me metafate. They told me not to do it, so I had to do it. I'm tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So tell me how the hell you're supposed to make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, till a brother got it. They don't say nothing till a brother got it. I'ma pull up with the Corvette, cause I'm so fat. Yeah, you know I gotta give my check. Yeah, I'm so chest with the popped out like, that's me. All day, can't you see? That's me. All day, super saiyan like I'm Goku when I'm flying through the atmosphere. I'm about to clear everybody out of here, can't you see? I'm just killing all these rats with these raps clear. Can't you see? Can't you see how I'm right here? Told me not to do it, so I had to do it. I'm tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So tell me how the hell you're supposed to make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances. They told me not to do it, so I had to do it. Tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't.